Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
I saw this video that came out yesterday, and it was from Love and Hip Hop, and it's with Little Scrappy and his mom. And I wanted to share this because it was very powerful, but I also want to kind of break it down as well. So I'll just play it now.
House. I grew up in a trap house.
Yeah.
So all I knew was that, you know what I'm saying? And I love you because you held it down and like you did what you had to do. But imagine you never
a
had
child
to,
point of view.
You How never you had to sleep it? With your mama 24/7 because you couldn't go in your room.
Okay.
You never had to walk in on mother dope.
Yeah.
You never had to walk in on mother. Just, you know what I'm saying? The way I was raised, I had to deal with that because everything that happened, I had to deal with that. And I'm still dealing with it because ain't nobody come take me to give me no help. Ain't nobody got me no help. I learned about that when I got older.
Okay. So do you
know this real good? Like this, what I, this in my head, my whole life, in my head, the I go through, I can't even go to her, she hard. I can't go to you hard. So I'm on the concrete, my granddaddy ain't that hard.
Wow.
So that's a very powerful clip. I mean, I get emotional watching it.
Same. So, that's super powerful.
So if you look at Scrappy and you look at his mom, reason why I really wanted to show this is from the mother's end as well, because I see a lot of responses like Mama D doesn't care. Mama D is stuck in trauma response. Scrappy shared he experienced growing up with her, but there's another side to it. What Mama D experienced growing up, and trauma begets trauma. So Scrappy is right in being able to, one, share that experience and be vulnerable with his mom in that way. But there's a reason why Mama D is probably acting the way that she's acting. And I guarantee you, if you go back into these maps here, we can start to see where she's probably at. Let's go back here. So if you ever watch Love and Hip Hop and you've seen Scrappy, you can tell he's been in a fight or flight pattern. You know, he's always fighting. Seems like he's always fighting. And again, that behavior is not conscious. That is unconscious behavior. And this is why we say do the healing work, is so that you can break that pattern and start to exhibit new behaviors. And this is what he's trying to do by trying to talk to his mother about what he experienced. He's trying to break a pattern. But one thing he said, you know, I'm still dealing with it. And yes, because it's in your body. You see the emotional response for him? It's in his body. So even after that event, he may walk away and that may feel good that he was able to share that. But you still got to empty the cup out. You still have to empty the cup of the body. And we're going to talk about that. So let me go forward though. And anybody can ask questions too. This is open forum at this point. So
I grew up.
Let's move forward, because I want to show this in terms of stimulus response. We live in a stimulus response feedback loop. So when you take a look at our culture, you look at, again, let's talk about the unbalanced brain. If you look to the top left there, that's the left side and the right side. The right side, you see an overactivation that has to do with being stuck in the sympathetic, which is the fight flight response. So let's say that this gentleman here, let's call him Dante. Let's say that Dante grew up in an environment where there was stimulus that caused him to go into fight or flight. And what that stimulus may look like is it can look like being abused. It can look like being abandoned. It can look like being bullied. It can look like, you know, having absentee parents. It could look like having parents with mental illness. It can look like having a parent who was in prison. It can look like many different things to activate that response, that fight or flight response. And now that he's stuck in. And then you start to look at what are the physical reactions that take place, the physical reactions. And you can start to think about this for yourself too, and scan your body as I call these things out. Elevated shoulders. Where are your shoulders at right now? Tight neck. Where's your neck? Clenched jaw. Are you clenching? Do you grind your teeth? Do you have back pain that you can't explain? A lot of people suffer from back pain. They think I lifted something, but really back pain can also happen from as an emotional stress response, trauma response as well. Joint aches, balling of your fist, that's very common. Overall body stiffness, holding your breath, gastrointestinal issues, and shaking. These are the physiological responses that take place in the body when we keep having stress, chronic stress, or stuck in a stress response. But then let's talk about the emotional side and how this shows up in your life. Difficulty managing money. I like how that's the first one specifically, because we're on a platform that's all about financial literacy, right? A part of our issue is not just financial literacy, just because, you know, okay, I know how to make money, but do you know how to manage money? Do you know how to keep money? And that's been our biggest thing. We know how to get money. Like, look at the spending though. And what are we spending the money on? Well, if you look at the top right, those physiological symptoms, you're going to try to self-soothe yourself. And what's the best way to self-soothe? Well, to spend. You're going to spend your way out of pain, right? And spending your way out of pain might look like, and I talked about on the last class, it may look like retail therapy. It may look like overeating, over-consuming food. It may look like you have out of the top 10 websites in the world, three of them are porn. And so if you start to look like we're self-soothing in these ways, we're trying to alleviate the symptomology. We just have bad choices in terms of we're using the wrong resources to do so. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Being overly self-reliant. Now, this was pushed in our community for independent women to be independent. And those are just trauma responses as well. And I'm not saying independent, overly self-reliant. Independence is fine, but interdependence is more resourceful. I need you, you need me. Struggling to achieve goals, things like procrastination are known as trauma responses. The whole idea of people are lazy, those are just trauma responses. Body image issues, that's very big in our community now. Everybody's running to fix their bodies because that's the way that we can get attention. Attention has become a new currency. So what do you need that attention for? Well, what's the basic thing that you need attention for? It's another way of self-soothing, is to have the attention from others because it makes you feel, can make you feel whatever that may be, confident or loved. But again, all of these have diminishing returns. These things that we do to try to really solve the issue has a diminished return. In the long run, it is not helpful. It's helpful in the up front, but in the long run, you may be spending more time getting more surgeries. This is what you see with plastic surgery specifically in like Hollywood. You see that is never enough. When you go in and try to fix one thing and you next you know, fixing 10 other things, and now you look like you should join witness protection. Nobody knows who you are. Yes. And we've seen that. All this stuff that we see in our community is like right in front of our faces, and it's all mental health related. Emotional decision making. We see a lot of that, making bad decisions based on an emotional state of being. That's not something you want to do. Inflexible dating standards. Oh, this is like really big right now within our community as well, where people feel like they have to have a list of all these attributes and that person looks perfect. Perfectionism itself is a trauma response. So imagine when you're looking for the perfect person. You know, you're looking for the perfect person for you, but the person is not perfect. And that perfect person is not going to save you. And that perfect person is not going to change those physiological responses, nor those middle emotional issues for you. This is the work that we have to do to begin to overcome that. Let's go next.